A new lawsuit is the first to claim people died because of the Norfolk Southern train derailment 2 years ago along the Pennsylvania-Ohio border. Attorney Christina Baer is with Just Well Law. Baer thinks lawyers can convince a jury a baby and six others died because of chemical exposure from the incident and that many others have lingering health symptoms.
The jury's going to start to see trends. The weird symptoms, like why is it that everybody has brain fog, that everybody has short-term memory loss? That they're describing feeling foggy and fuzzy and feeling like they've been hit by a truck. Same symptoms.
Baer's clients are also suing the Environmental Protection Agency and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Landfills are a significant contributor to climate change as they emit harmful methane gas. Winchester County landfills trying to find a better way. Here's WHYY's Zoe Reed at the Climate Desk.
The Southeastern Chester County Refuse Authority is partnering with French company Waga Energy to produce renewable natural gas from degraded waste. They say it will reduce methane emissions from the West Grove landfill and heat more than 4,000 homes. Waga Energy will vacuum the methane, purify it, and send it to the gas grid through a pipeline and ultimately heat people's homes. The company hopes to partner with PECO on the project. Ganail Prince is the U.S. CEO of Waga Energy.
By being able to recover that pollution, turning that pollution into energy, we avoid releasing methane directly into the atmosphere. And we produced a green energy that is really, I would say, valuable.
The project is estimated to be complete in 2026. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
In sports, Sixers meet the Mavericks at the Center tonight, the tip at 7. And the Flyers are in Salt Lake City. They take on the Utah Hockey Club at 9.